Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, friend. I wanted to tell you a quick story. Last week, I sat in front of a job post. It was a normal one. Strong SQL, great communication, own dashboards, and solve product problems. I stared at it for a long time. I did not know where to start. I almost closed the tab. Then I told myself, treat this like a data problem. Make a small system. And then I opened a new document and I wrote 5 short steps. I turned the job post into a checklist. I made a small list of SQL practice tasks. I set up a simple way to practice case questions. I wrote 6 short stories from my past work. I put all of this into a 1-week plan. Today I'll give you that plan. I call it the AI Interview Copilot. So welcome to Data and AI with Mukundan. Here, we learn by building small and useful workflows that you can use tonight. In this episode, I will give you a simple interview system. By the end, you will know what to practice, how to practice, and how to tell if you are ready. You will also hear the exact prompts that you can read to any AI tool to help you prepare faster. So, why interviews feel hard? Interviews feel hard because we try to do everything at once. We open too many tabs. We collect a lot of notes. We do random questions. Then we cannot tell if we are making progress. We feel busy, but not confident. The goal of this episode is to replace that feeling with calm steps. We'll use a tiny set of prompts to create a clear checklist. We will practice tasks that match the role. We'll keep a short weekly rhythm. We'll keep proof of progress so that our confidence grows from evidence, not from hope. What are the 5 parts of this interview copilot? So this plan has really 5 parts. The first part is turning the job post into a checklist. The second part, it's a small but focused SQL practice list. The third part is just a simple way to practice case and product questions. The fourth part is building a small bank of behavioral stories that are ready in 2 minutes or less. The fifth part is a weekly rhythm that you can actually follow. When you put these parts together, these 5 parts together, you have a calm and repeatable system. Let's look at part A, which is the job post to the checklist and really what to study. We start with the job post. The problem with most job posts in the data science, at least space, is that they look big and vague. We can fix that by asking an AI tool to give us a short table and a short summary. This can really be applied to any job post, not just anything related to data. But here's the exact prompt that I use for any data analysis, data science roles. You can read this out loud when you prepare. Here it is. Please read this job post. Create a simple table with these columns, skill or theme, where it appears in the job post, my likely level as a guest, how I should study it this week in one or two lines, and questions I should expect in the interview. After the table, write 5 short bullets that explain what this team is really hiring for. And here is the job post. And here you paste the text. So this is the prompt. And I will give this prompt as a show note link. So when you get the table, highlight the top 5 skills or themes. These will drive your study plan for the week. When you get the 5 short bullets, that becomes your understanding of the job. This is the thesis of the role. You now know what to practice first. Let's look at now part B, which is the SQL practice list, where how to build skills fast. Now, we make a focused SQL practice list. We do not want random questions. We just want tasks that match the role. And here's the prompt that I use. Please generate 20 SQL practice tasks for an e-commerce or app analytics setting. Include for each task, the task, a short hint, and one way to check the result. Focus on joins, window functions, conditional sums, cohorts, and retention. Use simple tables like orders, order ID, user ID, created at, status, amount. And then users should have user ID, created at, country. And this is just from my past experience, so that's what I'm talking about. And events, and so this is another. So we have really 3 tables here. Orders, users, and events. And events would have user ID, event time, event name. So again, everything will be in the show notes, so don't worry about that. And the last bit of this prompt is add 3 harder variations for 5 of the tasks. Now, this is the SQL practice prompt. So when you get the list, do 5 tasks on day 1. 8 on day 2, and 8 on day 3. Read your approach out loud before you type. After you write the query, say how you would test it. If you form this habit, you will improve quickly and you will speak clearly in the interview. Now let's look at part C, which is the case and product practice, where you decide, you do, and then you measure. Now case questions can feel scary, because they're open-ended. We make them simple, but we focus on a goal, a small set of metrics, and one next action. Here is the prompt that I use to practice. Please act like an interviewer. Run a short case with me. The case is weekly active users are down. Ask me 1 question at a time. Make me clarify the goal. After each answer, give me a quick score from 1 to 5 for clarity, structure, metrics, and trade-offs. At the end, give me 2 gaps to fix and 1 practice task for next time. During practice, so this was the part C prompt, but during practice, try to say 1 sentence for the goal. It could be, in this case, weekly active users are down. Could be something different for the job that you're applying, right? For example, in my case, it was like our goal is to raise weekly active users by 5% in the next 4 weeks. What you need to do next from your side is build a small metric tree in your head. That is acquisition, activation, engagement, or retention. And ask a question to find which part is broken. End with the next step that you could ship next week. Keep it simple and real. Let's look at part D, which is the behavioral story bank. We have 2 minutes for numbers first. Behavioral answers are easier when you have small stories ready. We will write 6 stories. Each story will use the star format. Situation, task, action, and result. Keep each story under 2 minutes and put numbers in the result. Here's the prompt that I use. Please help me write 6 star stories from my experience. Map them to these conflicts. Map them to these themes. Conflict, ambiguity, failure, leadership without title, stakeholder influence, and measurable impact. Keep each story under 2 minutes. Put the numbers at the start of the result. Add 1 sentence at the end that explains what I would improve next time. This was part D prompt. So now practice reading 1 story each day. Aim for clear and steady speech. Do not rush. Stop when you reach 2 minutes. In the interview, answer the question with the story and then ask if they want more detail. Let's look at the final part, the weekly rhythm. part E. We take small and steady steps. Now, we place the work into 1 week. This plan assumes that you have about 90 minutes per day on weekdays. If you have more time, that is great. If you have less time, do fewer tasks, but keep the rhythm. On Monday, turn the job post into a checklist for 1 hour. Then do 5 SQL tasks for 30 minutes. On Tuesday, do 8 SQL tasks for 45 minutes. Then do 1 short case for 30 minutes. Then improve 1 story for 15 minutes. On Wednesday, do 8 SQL tasks for 45 minutes and then do 1 short case for 30 minutes. Then write 1 short stakeholder email for 15 minutes where you explain a metric change in clear language. On Thursday, run a light mock day. Do a 20-minute mini case. Do 15 minutes of SQL out loud without typing first. Do 10 minutes of behavioral stories. On Friday, do a light review. Do 3 to 5 SQL tasks for 20 minutes. Write down 1 lesson you learned this week. On Saturday, look at your notes and update next week's plan. On Sunday, just rest. See, this rhythm works because it is small and steady. It lets your brain learn and rest. It builds skill and confidence at the same time. If you want to look at some proof of progress, here it is, right? Some confidence from evidence. I want you to keep a short proof document each week. Now it can live in a simple note. Write down your SQL accuracy, because the most common mistake, that you made, and 1 fix that you will try next week. Write down your case scores and 1 thing that you will practice next time. Keep your 6 stories and update the ones that feel weak. This document becomes your proof. It kills the feeling of guessing. When you read it, you will see your progress and you will feel calm. I will now walk you through a short live demo. I will speak in full sentences so that you can copy the style later. I will say, I'm pasting a job post now. Please create a simple table with the columns we discussed earlier. Then write 5 bullets that explain what this team is really hiring for. After I get the table, I will read it out loud. I will say, I can see that the themes are retention, dashboards, SQL depth, and stakeholder communication. My study plan will focus on these. I will practice cohort analysis and conditional aggregation. I will rehearse 1 story on fixing a data quality issue. I will write 1 example of a stakeholder email. Then I'll look at the 5 bullets. I'll say the team wants someone who can untangle messy reporting and explain data clearly and make good decisions with product partners. See, now I know the role's thesis. This gives me focus. This was for the part 1, which is job post 2 checklist. Live demo 2 is a SQL practice list. Now I will ask for 20 SQL tasks with hints and checks. I'll say, please create tasks for orders, users, and events. Include joins, window functions, and retention. Please add hints and 1 way to check the result. Then I will pick 1 task and think it out loud. I will say the task for 5 countries, top 5 countries by 7-day rolling revenue, excluding refunds. My plan is to filter out refunded orders, group by country and date, and then use a window function to compute a 7-day rolling sum. I will then take the top 5 by the latest date. To test my result, I will run a small sample for 1 country and 1 date range, and I will check if the rolling sum equals the sum of the last 7 days. I will do this for 2 to 3 tasks. I'll keep my speech slow and clear. I'll build the habit of stating the plan before I enter code. This habit pays off in the interview. Now live demo 3 for part 3, which is case practice. Now I will run a small case. I will say, please act like an interviewer. The case is that weekly active users are down. Please ask me 1 question at a time. Now, when the interviewer asks the first question, I will start with the goal. I will say, our goal is to increase weekly active users by 5% in the next month. Then I'll choose 1 part to explore, such as activation. I'll ask for data to compare activation rates by cohort. If activation is weak, I will propose 1 next step. I will say, I propose a guided first run checklist that helps new users reach value in the first session. We will measure success by an increase in week one retention for the new user cohort. At the end, I will listen to my scores and my gaps. I'll write down one thing to practice next time. I'll keep my proof document up to date. So part 4 live demo regarding behavioral stories. Now I'll practice one story. I'll share a short story about improving reporting accuracy. And then I'll speak in a star format. I'll say the situation was that our weekly revenue report did not match the source. The task was to find the cause and fix it quickly. My actions were to trace the data pipeline, find null campaign fields, align definitions across tools, and publish a short QA checklist. The result was a 2% improvement in accuracy and about $2 million per month correctly attributed. If I did it again, I would involve the marketing team earlier so that we could fix the campaign field sooner. I will stop after 2 minutes. And then I will ask, would you like more details on the checklist or the pipeline? This shows that I respect time and that I can go deeper when asked. How to know you're ready? You will know you are ready when your SQL accuracy improves and your common mistakes shrink. You'll know when you are ready when you can say your approach before you type. You will know you're ready when you choose a goal, pick a metric and propose one next step with a clear reason. You'll know you're ready when each story takes 2 minutes and starts with numbers. You'll also feel calmer because you will have a short proof document that shows your progress. Here are some common mistakes to avoid. Please avoid memorizing answers because instead just learn the way to think. Avoid random practice. Tie your practice to the role. And definitely do not skip tests for your SQL. Please do not tell long stories without numbers. And definitely do not try to cover everything in 1 week. Keep your plan small and steady. And here's a simple Q&A that you can ask the interviewer as well. When they ask if you have any questions, you can ask simple and strong questions. You can ask what weekly dashboard does your team look at most. You can ask where does your data accuracy get challenged the most. What decision you would like to make faster with better analytics. And then you can ask if I over-delivered in 90 days, what changed for the team. These questions show care, clarity, and ownership. So here's a simple call to action. If this helped you, try the 5 parts this week. Turn one job post into a checklist, do 5 SQL tasks today, run 1 short case tomorrow, read 1 story the next day. Keep a small proof document. If you want me to break down your actual job post on a future episode, send it to me. I'll pick one and walk through it step by step. Before you go, I want to take this time to thank my affiliate partners, Riverside FM, which I use for recording my podcast with its amazing AI editing features where I can edit my podcast and remove any kind of cider.ai for any research I wanted to do with the topics I want to talk about. And of course, my podcast hosting platform, RSS, where I host my podcast and distribute it to multiple channels. And using their dynamic ads feature, anybody can get paid if you just have 10 downloads a month. So just 10 downloads a month is all you need to start making money. Thank you. But if this helped you, try the 5 parts this week. Turn one job post into a checklist. Do 5 SQL tasks today. Run 1 short case tomorrow. Read 1 story the next day. Keep a small proof document. If you want me to break down your actual job post on a future episode, send it to me. And I'll pick one and walk through it step by step. Thank you for spending this time with me. I hope this simple plan helps you feel calm and prepared. You do not need a huge system. You just need a small, steady rhythm. You can do this. This is the AI Interview Copilot. I'll see you in the next episode.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.